Be'ezus Shemizbeuch, we begin the fourth halachas of the Sefer Avoida, the Hilchas Shemizbeach, the laws of those things that are prohibited for the altar. As Rama explains, Yesh Bechlon Arba Esrei Mitzvahs. In their categories, there's 14 commandments. Arba Mitzvahs to say, 4 positive commandments. Ve'ezus Mitzvahs lays to say, and 10 negative prohibitions. Ve'zeh Pratim, these are the specifics. Aleph, 1, Lahakrav Kol Karbonos Tamimim, that the sacrificing of all the karbonos should be unblemished. Beis number 2, Shalei Lahakdash Ba'amum L'mizbeach, that a person should not sanctify a blemished animal for the purposes of the altar. Gimel number 3, Shalei Yishchel Ba'amum, that he shouldn't slaughter a blemished animal. Dal number 4, Shalei Yizik Dama, he shouldn't spray the blood of a blemished animal. Hay number 5, Shalei Akta Chelba, that he shouldn't sacrifice its fats. Vav 6, Shalei Yakrav Ba'amum Oiver, that he shouldn't even sacrifice a temporary blemished animal. Zion number 7, Shalei Yakrav Ba'amum, that he shouldn't sacrifice a blemished animal, afil b'karbanos hagoyim, even from the sacrifice that are brought from the Gentiles. Ches number 8, Shleyatul Mumba Kachim, that he shouldn't inflict a blemish in a sanctified animal. Test number 9, lift his Pesul Mekdashim, to redeem those karbonis that have become invalidated. Yud number 10, Lahakrav Miyem Hashmini Ba'Allah, only to sacrifice the animal from when it's at least 8 days old and on. Where B'Kod Mizman Zeh Hu Nikra, and before this time the animal is called Mechuz Zman, where it's lacking time, they don't sacrifice it before that. Yeralf number 11, Shalei Lahakrav Esnan Mechir, not to sacrifice. Esnan is the exchange of that money that a harlot gets. Umechir, and that's the exchange of the money that a person who sold a dog gets. Yedbeis number 12, Shalei Lahakrav Sarv Dabash, not to sacrifice in the Mizbeach yeast or honey. Yigimel number 13, Lemloichel Karbonis, to salt all Karbonis. And Yedal number 14, Shalei Lahashbez Melchem Al Karbonis, not to desist from putting the salt on all the karbanos, uber mitzvahs el barakam elu, and the explanation of these mitzvahs are in these chapters, where there are 7 chapters. In this parak, we're going to be discussing that of the halacha, which was the first mitzvah we mentioned, of that it should be, the karbanos should be unblemished. Second parak discusses the specifics of those blemishes. Parak gimel discusses the blemishes of, as it relates to the bird karbanos. Parak dal discusses that of raiva v'nirva and esna n'mechir. Parak he discusses the obligation of not putting on sa'ur dvash. Perek Vav discusses those of the libations and of the wood, and Perek Zayin discusses those things that are initially problematic, but they are valid after the fact. And we begin Perek Rishon, the first chapter, which, as we said, discusses the halacha that the karbanos should be unblemished. As Rambam begins halacha Aleph, discusses the mitzvah sasid, the positive commandment, leaves kol karbanos tamimim, that all karbanos should be unblemished, and umufharin should be from the most choicest, like it says in the pasuk Yikra, tamim yilaratzin, that it should be totally unblemished for appeasing for Hashem. And so mitzvah says, that's a positive commandment. Whoever sanctifies an animal that has a blemish, for the specifics of the altar, he also violates a negative prohibition, and he gets lashes for the sanctification. It says in the pasuk, anything that has a blemish, one should not bring near, which is a negative prohibition. Now, as the Rambam explains the halacha beis, it says, but from the tradition they learned, that this is a negative prohibition for sanctifying a blemished animal. And even if he's sanctifying it for its proceeds, for the monetary value to go for the libations, like he's going to get lashes, it's a disgrace for the kachim when he's sanctifying something that has a blemish. Halacha gimel. Now, someone intended to say that it should be for a shlam, but he said oila, a totally burnt sacrifice. Or oila b'am shlam, he meant for oila and said shlamim. Shaloi meklum. So halachically, he hasn't said anything. Because it's halacha that what you're saying with your mouth and what you're having in mind in your heart have to be the same thing. Oh, so if someone intended to say regarding a blemished animal, oila, v'ikdish shlam, and he sanctified as a shlam, oy shlam, or he meant to say shlam, but amma oila, and he said oila. So although he had in mind to violate this prohibition of sanctifying a blemished animal, and look, he's not going to get lashed because ultimately he didn't sanctify anything, as we said, it has to be pibali b'sham. Now, mishadima, someone that imagined shemutul hakdash ba'amum l'mizbeach, he thought that it's permitted to sanctify a blemished animal for the mizbeach. The hekdash, and he sanctified it. So hareza kaddish. So then it's going to be sanctified because that's not hekdash tois, because he wanted and he intended to sanctify it. He just made a mistake regarding the halacha. He thought that it's permitted to sanctify it, so it is sanctified. But ve'ina leika, he's not going to get lashes because he did not intend to violate this iser. Now halacha dal d'ram specifies the prohibitions that are included in this of a blemished animal, which have many different prohibitions related to that of a balmum. Hasheichid balmum l'shem karbon. So first of all, someone that slaughters a blemished animal for the purpose of the karbon, we spoke about before, just sanctifying, it moves on. There's many different violations. If someone slaughters a blemished animal for a karbon, like it gets lashes. Sharinim balmum talks about by the blemished animals, lo yisakrivu eilu l'Hashem, don't bring these near to Hashem, We already mentioned before a different pasuk. What's this pasuk? From the tradition, they learned that there's a prohibition for the one who slaughters such an animal. So someone sprays the blood of the blemished animal on mizbech, like he gets lashes too. It says regarding them, don't bring this near to Hashem. When from the tradition, they learned that shazali asur lazarik. That pasuk is referring to the prohibition about spraying. And v'chein ha'makter emuri bali mumin lamizbech. So too, someone sacrifices the limbs, the sacrificial parts of a blemished animal on mizbech, like he gets lashes. Shnem like it says in the pasuk, the isha leisitnu mehem al mizbech. That the fires should not be placed from them on the mizbech, which is that of sacrificing of the limbs. Elach alavim, those are the fats. So in the mitzvah salam, it comes out that you learn shem hikdash bamum. So if someone sanctifies a blemished animal, ushchata and he slaughters it, bezorg dam and he sprays his blood, veikdei murim and he sacrifices the sacrificial parts, liquor, abamakis, it gets four sets of lashes for these four negative prohibitions related to that of a bamum. Now halacha hey, the Rambam qualifies, says now echad bamum kavua. It's whether if it's a permanent blemish, or bamum leibor, or if it's even just a temporary blemish. In mekriba, if he sacrifices it, or if he violates all these negative prohibitions related to bamum. Kishnemet says a pasuk in Devarim, leisizbech l'Hashem lekecha, you shouldn't sacrifice, you shouldn't slaughter for Hashem your God, shor b'seh, an ox and a sheep, asher yibaymum, which will have a blemish, which mepiash mulamdu, from the tradition they learned, shazu azhar, that this is a warning, l'bamum oiver, because we already had psukim for bamum kavur, that this is telling you even a temporary blemish. Let's say if it had a moist skin eruption, or chazazes, or a boil, in mekriva, which those are temporary, if he sacrifices it, like he's going to get lashes. Now, halacha above, look, kabbanis yisrob levad, and this is not only for the sacrifice of a Jew, ela av kabbanis gaim, even the sacrifice of a non-Jew. In mekriven v'him bali mumim, if they sacrifice a win and it's blemished, like he get lashes, shenimak, it says in the pasuk v'yikra, umiyad ben necher, lo yisei krivas, lechem lekechem, kalela, that from the non-Jew, one should not bring near the sacrifices of Hashem Yigad, from all these, meaning from the blemished animals. Now, halacha zayin, moreover, is not only is one not allowed to bring a blemished animal, but if one actually inflicts the blemish, that's also a violation. Hamatl mumba kaddishim. If someone takes a sanctified animal and he inflicts a blemish, let's say he blinds its eye, or kid the other, he cuts up its hand, like he gets lashes, and then become and says by the carbon, kol mum lo yibay. Any blemish should not be over there. We've been peyash mulamdu from the tradition they learned, shazur ashurish le yitim by mum. That's a prohibition that one should not create that blemish, lo yahayibay, you shouldn't make that blemish. But lashes is only at the time when the Beis HaMikdash is around. Shari hayu ro l'karban upasali, because it was fit to be sacrificed to karban, and he invalidated because it was a Beis HaMikdash around. But in today's times, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, avbish av b'leis to say, although he definitely violates negative prohibition, but any like it doesn't get lashed. Halacha hey, halacha ches. If let's say he inflicted a blemish in the karban, and then another person comes along and makes another blemish in the animal, Hashem in the Leika, the second one doesn't get lashes because it's already a blemished animal from the first person. Halacha test. Now, Echad Matl Mumba Kaddishim Atzmon, this applies whether he inflicts a blemish in the actual original carbon itself, which is halacha, that if someone says, I want this sanctity to be another animal, that actually both have sanctity now, and that new one is called the Temura, the swapping one, that's the prohibition is even on the Temura. Chutz min ha'bechor min ha'mais, except for two carbons, that of the firstborn animal and that of the Taif, the tenth animal of Maisa Behema. Where shamat mumet tamarasim, if someone inflicts a blemish in the tamura, in the exchanging one, ain't like he's not going to get lashes. The fish ain't room of carbon, because those tamuras are not fit to be sacrificed as a carbon, like we said before. When there's no base of migdash, there's no malchus, has to be fit to be brought as a carbon. Kamesh is brought from carbon, like will be explained in its place in the third paragraph in Hilchos Tamura Halacha Aleph. And v'chein shamat mumet shishal toyas asir. So too, if someone inflicts a blemish in the ninth animal, where you would have all the animals going through a narrow passage, and the tenth one would be stamped, and by mistake they call the ninth one the tenth one, where halacha has become sanctified, but it cannot be sacrificed, where there also, if it inflicts a blemish in that one, Engelik is not getting lashes because it's not royally carved. Now, halacha, yud, regarding this circumstance of, we said a person is not allowed to sanctify a blemished animal, but in spite of that, the Rambam explains that it still has kedusha. So, makdish ba'alas mum l'mizbech. If someone sanctifies a blemished animal for the mizbech, so, afa bishal, like although we open up this parak by saying that the person is going to get lashes, but he's in the scout, but ultimately he sanctified it. So he has to redeem it through the evaluation of the coin for its value. And then the animal goes out to be unconsecrated. The other bit of carbon, and then from its proceeds he goes and he buys a valid carbon. And the same thing applies to a regular animal that's a carbon that's sanctified, where if it develops a blemish, where no one violated by making a blemish, the same thing is, and there's a positive commandment actually, lift his kaddishim shenel b'mum, to redeem karbanas that developed a blemish, the yitzlachul and the biachul, and then it goes out to be unconsecrated and it can be eaten. Shem, like it says the pasuk in the Devarim. Rak, however, b'chol avas nafshecha, here when you redeem it, whatever your heart desires, tizbach, you could slaughter it, v'chal davas, and you could eat its meat. When piyash mulamdu from the tradition, they learned, shakasa medama, what's the pasuk tomah? But it's not clear from the context of the pasuk tomah. B'psul ha-mokdash and shi'ipad, there's tomah, those karbanas that developed a blemish, when it was redeemed, ukvar ba'an ba'erchen, we already explained this in the laws of Erchen, the fifth parak in Halacha Yud Aleph, shazeshenem, and this is what it says in Vayikra, v'im kol behem etimeya, where any temeya animal, which cannot be sacrificed from it as a korban to Hashem. Where, what does it mean, temeya? We explained there in Erechin, that's actually referring to a blemished animal which was redeemed, where again, then you could use it to eat as your heart's desire because it cannot be brought as a korban anymore, and there's a mitzvah to redeem it to go and then take its proceeds and buy a korban, but that one then becomes as chulun. Now, in Halacha Yud Aleph, the Rambam explains, although we said that the violations apply by permanent or temporary blemishes, but now the Rambam says, "Ma bin balz mum kavu la balz mum amir." What is the difference between a permanent blemish and a temporary blemish? So it says follows: Shabalz mum kavu, regarding that which has a permanent blemish, meaning it was sanctified when it already had the permanent blemish. Im yalda, if such an animal gives birth, vehi kaidish, and it's still sanctified, meaning the animal wasn't redeemed yet. So you pad the havolad, so the child that's born gets redeemed. The yitzilchun, and then the child will go out to be considered as chulun. Af bishrutam, although it's unblemished, which generally a blemished animal cannot be redeemed. Here, the child could be redeemed. Why? Kadesh le'yeh tafel cham menikr, so that the secondary should not be more severe than the primary, meaning more than its mother, which is the sanctified one which the child is born from, which, since the mother was already pre-existing blemished even before it was sanctified, it's redeemed. So the child, even though it's unblemished, could also be redeemed. Now, v'nes abro kodim shetipada, let's say the mother animal, that was the pre-existing blemished, permanent blemished animal, and then it was sanctified. If it became pregnant before it was redeemed, but v'yolda achar pidyon, it gave birth to the baby after it was already redeemed. So here, havalot chulun. The child is going to be considered automatically unconsecrated because when the mother was redeemed, before the child was born, the baby, which is in the womb, is also redeemed with the mother. So the child that's born is chulun. Now, v'mesa kodim shetipada. What happens if the animal dies before it's redeemed? So niftas achar shetamas. So the animal could be redeemed after it dies. Why? Shari l'chol kedusha gemur al gufa, because this pre-existing blemished animal never really had a physical sanctity take effect on his body. El al demer, it was really only regarding its monetary value. It was pre-existing permanent blemish from before it was even sanctified. So although generally the halacha is when a korban dies, you can't redeem it because you can't redeem korbanas to feed it to the dogs, as Rambam is going to say in the next perek. That's only when it had a physical sanctity. But here, since it had a pre-existing blemish, so it was like a tree, which you obviously cannot sanctify as a carbon because it's already pre-existing permanent blemish, so it never had a physical sanctity, so therefore you can redeem it even after that it died. Now, avol hamakdish balas mum oiver, but the contrast is, but let's say someone sanctifies an animal that has only a temporary blemish. Oy temim, or let's say it was unblemished. The achashek disha, but after it was sanctified, then even noy lamam mum kubo, even if it subsequently developed a permanent blemish. In this case, it mesa kodim shetipada. If the animal dies before it's redeemed, then to cover, you have to bury the animal, kashar kachar matamim, like all other unblemished karbanas, which, if it's a temporary blemish, or if it only developed a blemish after it's sanctified, it's in that category. And the reason is, neshi tzrich amad varacha, because a karban to be redeemed requires to be standing in the courts and to be evaluated by the kohen, kemish b'am varachan, like we explained the laws of erichin, which is not the case when it's dead, because it can't stand to be evaluated. Now, v'm nishchata kodim shetipada, if it was slaughtered before it was redeemed, so harizu niftis, it could still be redeemed kos man shi mafarkesis, as long as it's in the throes of death, where it could still stand and be evaluated. And then once it's redeemed, then you could eat it. Now, vim yolda, if it gave birth, yikra vlada, then the child is considered as an extension of that carbon, and then it also has to be sacrificed as a carbon. Now, nisabra koidim shedipada, and this is all we're talking about, that it's only a temporary blemish, or things in that category, in contrast to the permanent blemish. Let's say the mother animal became pregnant before it was redeemed, the other achas sheniftas, and it gave birth after it was redeemed. So in this situation, interestingly, havalat aser, the child's actually forbidden to utilize for medin purposes, which this is a gzeres chachamim, because you might create flock from this animal, because biblically, it actually removed the sanctity of the child when you redeemed the mother. So it's actually should be permitted, but because of the concern that we're going to create flocks because you want the children, because they're permitted, and we don't want this problematic animal to stay around longer. So say actually the child is forbidden, but vein nifter, it actually cannot be redeemed, paradoxically, because it's actually not even strong enough its sanctity to redeem, because to the contrary, we said really it lost its sanctity when you redeemed the mother when it was still in the womb. The reason why we say it's us is only gzeir ba'amu, because we don't want the mother to be maintained to have the children which are permitted. Elikitziyasa, so then what should a person do? So samach lepidin imoy, right before he redeems the mother, what he should do is mat bezeha volad, he should extend the sanctity of this child, he should sanctify it, l'shem oisa zevach, for the same carbon that its mother was originally sanctified for, which now you're creating its own individual sanctity, where you're giving it the chashivas, so it's not going to be removed the sanctity when you redeem the mother, because it has its own sanctity now, and you'll wait till the child develops a blemish, and then you'll redeem it, because you can't sacrifice it through the strength of its mother, and as we explained, and that's why you have to actually sanctify it for its own carbon. Like we said, because it's actually coming from a rejected sanctity because the mother is blemished, where it was able to be a carbon, then it was rejected. So the child would have to be sanctified in its own, and then the mother redeemed, and then the child would go ahead and develop a blemish and then be redeemed on its own, then would be the only way to be able to use the child of this animal that had a temporary blemish or that it developed a permanent blemish after it was already sanctified. But it's not like the first category was pre-existing permanent blemish from before. That's what's called the difference between this Baal Mum's Oiver and the Baal Mum Kavua. Halacha Yud Beis, the Rambam tells us that, so we mentioned that it is a positive commandment to actually redeem these Psulei Mokdashim, the animals that develop a blemish. So on that, the Rambam qualifies that. Kol Psulei Mokdashim Kishipadu, so all those that invalidated Karbonis, when you're going to redeem them. So Mutal L'Shachtam, you let us slaughter them, Bashuk Shal Tabachim, in the marketplace of the butchers, L'machim Shem, and to sell them over there, V'lishkol Besar Belitra, and to go ahead and weigh their meat with weights, Kesharachon, like all other mundane pieces of meat. Chutz Min HaBachar Min HaMaiser, except for the Psulei Mokdashim of a firstborn animal, and that of the Maiser Behema of the tenth animal. The reason for this, why you allowed to do this by all of the karbanas, because when you sell in the marketplace, you're going to increase the value of the sale because there's many people buying over there, and you can get more money. Now, so regarding all other karbanas, where ultimately the monies are going to come back to Hekdesh, why? Because the way the Rambam explains is that ultimately the monies that from the Psulei Mokdashim that you're selling it. Ultimately, those monies, you're going to buy another animal. So, and the proceeds are going to then go to Hekdesh, because now you're going to be buying something else, and you get more money, you have a better animal to bring as a replacement carbon. So therefore, we allow the disgrace of Kachim for that purposes of getting more money for Kachim to sell in the marketplace like Chulun. Regarding the firstborn animal and that of the Maisa Behema, the other proceeds don't go to Hekdesh. Rather, they're eaten in their blemished state for their owners, which the Bechor is for the Kayin, and the Maisa Behema is for its owners, which are the Yisrael, Kamashis Bo, like, is it going to explain their places? Regarding Bechor is in the first parak, Hechaz Bechor is Halacha Gimel, regarding Maisa Behema is in the sixth parak over there, Halacha Dal. Now, so there, in Shechten Nesim Beshuk Shal Tabacham, then you cannot slaughter them in the marketplace of the butchers, Vein Moichem Eshashem, and you cannot sell them over there because of the disgrace of the Kachim, and there's no benefit going back to Hekdesh. And Afila Hitbis Bechor Lebedek Bais, and even if, let's say the Kayin goes and extends and he's makdash, the firstborn animal, that the proceeds will go to the temple treasury, doesn't make a difference. Ein nishka b'litra, cannot be weighed with weight, v'leimach b'shuk, cannot be sold in this disgraceful state in the marketplace. And the reason for that is, she'ein yochel ha'atvis, because he cannot extend and give over, eladav ha'kano le'kinigama, only something that can be totally given over as a complete acquisition. In other words, just like the kohen himself, like we said, he cannot sell in the marketplace, and he cannot weigh with weights, so too he cannot extend that and give that over, that permission to Bedek Abayis, which he doesn't have himself, and therefore that's not something that he could go ahead and give them and then say, oh, it's going to Hekdesh, and therefore they should be able to do it. No, just like he can't do it, so even though he's extending that to Bedek Abayis, that still will not give him permission for the Bechor to be weighed with weights and to be sold in the marketplace.